drives. They've had a little success with that quick handoff, but we haven't seen them get to the outside yet. We do know they lack a little bit of top-end speed, Clark, but some of these guys are going to have to go to the outside and try to loosen up this Sandusky defense. It's starting to cheat in a little bit.
And Michael Kramer fakes the handoff and his pitches out to the far right as it's into Hunter Bones' hands, except when all is said and done, he only gets 2 yards of real estate as Braxton Washi was there to meet him at the 45-yard line. Third down now and six to go for USA. They are struggling to move the ball tonight.
Wow, and even trying some option offense, Clark, as you see the running back on the left side go behind the play to the right side. The quarterback fakes a fullback handoff. An option there. He keeps it himself and then pitches it to that back, in this case Hunter Bone, to the right side. And it was one-on-one out there, Clark. He had a chance to make that guy miss but wasn't able to. Braxton Washi was able to make a big tackle. Otherwise, could have been a big, big gain for the Patriots.
And we have another Sandusky player hobbling off the field. This is 45, Caleb Heberling. He's a defensive end, a junior for Sandusky. So that means three players are out right now for Sandusky. That would be number 24, Joe Wenzel, the fullback, and number 73, Tristan Huff as well. Third down, six to go for USA, working off just inside the right hash. Micah Kramer under center, and he's going to hand it off, and he's out for the running as Alan Raban gets the first down across midfield, down, finally brought down to the 47-yard line as he looked like a Mack truck running across midfield.
Yeah, that's number 30, Alan Raban, got into some open space and started accelerating, Clark, and instead of looking to make a guy miss, he wanted to punish somebody, and that was Jack Sheridan, who got in the way, made the tackle, but did pay for it. But a nice run there by number 30, Raban. He's really been the only guy that's been able to get loose a little bit on this Sandusky defense, and a first down now as they cross midfield into Redskin territory.
Chase Suber replaces Hunter Bone in the backfield. T formation, it's a handoff this time around the left side. Raban again, he's out for the running and has another first down. He started the 47-yard line and finally brought down at the 35-yard line. Brought down by Brian Ross out of the secondary. The cornerback finally brought him down after a 12-yard gain.
And Brian Ross making what would have been a touchdown-saving tackle. And another nice run by Alan Raban. It's only a matter of time now as they use that to their advantage, Clark, and try to get other guys involved, Josh Lang and Hunter Bone, two to be named yet. And Micah Kramer hasn't kept it for himself yet, but a good drive here led by Alan Raban.
He has five carries for 30 yards now. First and 10 for Micah Kramer and the Patriots. Another handoff to Raban. And this one, Sandusky finally was able to stop it after only about a 2 yard gain at the 33-yard line. And it'll be second down, 8 yards to go. Number 65, Jared Tubbs on the tackle.
Right up the middle again. Keep feeding Raban on that play. This time, just a couple yards he gained on first down. We'll see if they continue to feed him the rock on this drive.
Second down, eight to go. USA marching into Sandusky territory for the first time tonight. They are at the Sandusky 33-yard line. Second down, eight. Micah Kramer in the full house. He's under center. Hands it, actually going to keep it for himself. Play action pass downfield. Has a receiver, and it is caught. And it is actually bobbled as it was in the hands of Brendan Prime. He brought it in at the 10-yard line, but good coverage from the Sandusky secondary. Was able to get a hand in there and pop it loose, and it falls incomplete.
That's exactly right, Clark. Brendan Prime went up and got the ball. A great throw from Micah Kramer into the hands of Brendan Prime, who definitely is a full helmet taller than any defensive back there. Goes up at its highest point, makes a great catch, and as he comes down, number 25, Brian Ross, has his hands up, and when Prime brings that ball in, Ross's hand is in the way. He does just enough to pop it loose, and the ball falls harmlessly to the ground, negating what would have been a huge play for the Patriots.
Third down and eight now. It's a handoff to Raban. Same play, same outcome as he's across the 25 and brought down to the 23-yard line by Brian Ross, the cornerback, and it's enough for a first down. Move the chains. Start at the 33. It's a 10-yard game.
USA starting to get a little momentum going. All Alan Raban on this drive, but I love the play call there on the play before, the play action pass. Brendan Prime may have had a guy somewhat near him, but that was a play that's going to hurt that Sandusky defense later in the game. Great throw. Brendan Prime almost hauls in a fabulous catch, but Alan Raban is going to save the day and give them a fresh set of downs for the Patriots.
Full house team is a handoff to Josh Lang, trying to go through the B gap. Nothing there. It gets down to about the 22-yard line, maybe a gain of a yard, as Caleb Heberling the defensive end who just is hobbling out there, back in the game and brought him down for only a yard gain.
USA trying to sell a sweep and an option out to the right side, the far side of the field, and then quickly just shove it into the hands of Josh Lang, hoping for that quick hitter. Sandusky, though, holding their ground well, able to fill those gaps we're talking about and stop Josh Lang from getting anywhere on that play. No gain at best on that run.
Second down, 9 yards to go for USA. 6.5 to play in the second quarter, 60-0 Sandusky. And we have our first timeout of the night called by Sandusky, or by USA. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. When we return, it'll be second down, 9 to go from the 23-yard line for USA inside Sandusky territory. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network.
Hi, this is Sue at Moore Motor Sales in Caro. And you may have heard we have one of the largest selections of trucks in the Thumb. So whether you're a Hemi fan, or a Ford truck man, or a woman, let us help you find the right truck for you. Are you leasing your vehicle right now? There's Ford pull-aheads for leases maturing now through December 31st, and Chrysler has Conquest bonus cash on most models. So stop in today. Let us help you find the right vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. Ford Motor Sales, right on M81 in Caro.
That's why your friends and neighbors keep Countryside driving. Sales and Service of Seawing knows you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, their shop and parts department are still open, too. They're open 6 days a week and late Tuesday through Friday nights for your convenience. They hope your breakdowns are few, but they know things happen at the worst possible times. So if you need Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts, tires, and custom hydraulic hoses, call ahead for parts pickup. Countryside sells what they run. Countryside wishes everyone a safe harvest. On your way through Owendale, stop at Stack's Market to fuel up, grab a deli sandwich or pizza, and get rolling fast. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch on a second down and 9 to go, Micah Kramer kept it for himself around the right end, cut back to the left, and he got out for a 13-yard gain, and he finds himself down at the 10-yard line. First and goal for the USA Patriots, trailing 16-0 to Sandusky.
Micah
First
Kramer,
and goal from the 10.
Micah Kramer faked that quick hitter up the middle, kept it around the end for himself, showing some of that speed we've been waiting to see.
And it's a handoff to Ray Van. He gets inside the 10, maybe out to the 8, and they're actually going to mark him down at the 9, brought down by Trenton Lee, linebacker for Sandusky. Second down, goal to go at the 9-yard line.
Back to that fullback dive out of the wing tee, trying to get Ray Van just a little bit of momentum, because if he can get through that defensive line, Clark, he'll have enough head of steam. He can drag and run over defenders and plow his way into the end zone. But the defensive line stands tall and allows very little gain, forcing second goal from the 9-yard line.
5.5 before halftime. 16-0 Sandusky. USA knocking on the door for the first time tonight. This is only their second drive. Kramer is going to keep it for himself. Pitches out to the right to Lang. He's going to the far corner of the end zone. And he's in. Touchdown, USA. Josh Lang rumbles in from 9 yards out from the pitch from Micah Kramer, and the Patriots are on the board and within potentially one possession with two-point conversion upcoming. It's 16-6 with 5:16 left in the second quarter.
And there's your triple option working to a T there, Clark, as he fakes the handoff up the middle and then shows that Micah Kramer was going to run. They stop that gap. He pitched it out to Josh Lang. And Braxton Washey comes up, Clark, shows himself to try and stop Josh Lang, and all Lang did was put his head down and run to the sideline as hard as he could, and he was able to outrun Washey and get to the pylon for the first Patriots score of the night, and they will line up in the wing tee for the two-point conversion.
Micah Kramer under center, and it's going to be handoff to Ray Ban pushing forward, and he is stopped short at the 1 yard line. Two-point conversion is no good, so it's a two-possession lead for Sandusky as Trenton Lee stopped him shy. 5:16 left before the half, and USA's on the board for the first time. It's Sandusky 16, USA 6 on the WLW Sports Network.
You may know it already, but it's good to be sure. Not only do we have clinics and pharmacies in Pidgeon, Elkton, Sebring, and Caseville, but we are now happy to announce the addition of yet another family practice physician, Dr. Blake Putman.
Hi, I'm Dr. Blake Putman. I'm excited to be joining Drs. Lori Hanselman and Teresa Ginther at Sure Family Medical Center. I'm a graduate of Central Michigan University College of Medicine, and I'm so blessed to be practicing medicine in the same area that I grew up in.
Dr. Putman joins the ranks of our award-winning medical staff with Dr. Paul Scadden in Seapoint, Dr. Scott Ryder in Caseville, Drs. Ross Ramsey and Michael